First of all, I just wanted to say thank you to the Steelers for nominating me. You know, there are plenty of guys in our locker room that are well-deserving of an award like this. They do a lot in their communities. You know, I'm very humbled. This is an awesome, you know, gift, not for me, but for my organization. You know, there's a lot of people that take time to help out, you know, people in need, children. You know, and I'm just very thankful. You know, it's you know, I love my foundation because we get to hit so many people and, you know, get to help so many people. So this is going to go to a good place.
Open up for questions.
Cam, your dad played running back in the same era as Peyton. What do you know about Peyton the player and Peyton the man, and why this award is named after him?
Well, you know Peyton the player. I think everybody does. You know, I think, you know, he might have not said much, but, you know, he played hard. And I think he played hard and, you know, he did things off the field, you know, 100%. You know, and I think he was a great humanitarian. He was a great role model. And I think those are the things that really stand out that guys try to model themselves after. And I think that's why the award is named after him. You know, and we all want to continue to do this. You know, if there's any guy that needs guidance, I want to be a role model so he can create his own foundation and give back. Because my you know, causes aren't the same, but, you know, if I set the right example and show people how they can do it, and show my teammates how they can do it, they can do the same.
Did your dad ever mention Walter at all? Anyway.
Not much. I didn't really pay attention to the football side at the time. You know, I was a little bit hard-headed. Didn't listen to my dad a lot. But, you know, I know that my dad's – he was one of my dad's heroes. And I think, you know, my dad, when it came to children and going back to Children's Hospital, especially in Pittsburgh, you know, I think Walter Payton made him understand that there are things bigger than football and that there are things – that you can care about and use your platform to help other people out. And I think, you know, that is one thing my dad always tried to instill in me.
This isn't the first time you've been nominated for this award.
It isn't. 2 years ago. You know, Moats got it last year. You know, and Moats is a heck of a guy. So, you know, if I'm in the same breath as him, you know, I'm very lucky. But, you know, to be nominated for the second time, means the people around me are doing their jobs, and, you know, they're doing it well. You know, I have a lot of, you know, family that are tied into this. My wife, my mom, my aunt gets involved with our social media, and we all just donate, whether it's our time, you know, our money, you know, and we have so many great Club 97 members that help out as well.
What's it take to win it all, and what kind of chances do you have?
I don't really look at it as winning, though. You know, just being recognized among, you know, the NFL in this is awesome. You know, this is my second time around, so I'm a vet at this now. But, you know, to win it all, just keep continuing what we're doing. Keep reaching out. You know, even though it's around the holidays and there's plenty of opportunities, continue to do it. You know, there's not a chance where there's someone not in need. So, you know, take advantage of that. You know, there's plenty of opportunities, not just for myself, but for the whole NFL.
Could you just speak to what your foundation does?
Yeah. My foundation, I got the name from my parents, first of all, because the Hayward House is where I grew up and where a lot of my friends grew up, because it was like a safe haven. You know, we wanted to bring people in and take care of them. But, you know, my foundation gets to work with, you know, children, especially children, you know, and brain tumors. We work with Blessings in the Backpack, that, you know, provides food for children that don't have money for food for school. And then we also work with Kids Voice that provides you know, the right legal representation when their parents are in the court system or they're in the court system. We work with Boys and Girls Club. We work with the American Cancer Association, and then also the Southeastern Brain Tumor Association. So it's an awesome, you know, thing to be a part of. And, you know, we just challenge ourselves to keep growing. And, you know, that's one thing I've always said, you know, it might start off this big, but we can make it 10 times bigger. And that's what we're continuing to do.
Was there anything that steered you towards the exact things you're doing as opposed to other things you could do for kids? Was there?
You know, I've had a lot of role models in my life, whether it's my parents or coaches. You know, and obviously my dad when it comes to brain tumors, because I got to see his struggle. But those are things that stick out to me, you know, because I know there were kids that didn't have my childhood, that didn't have all the needs. So I've always tried to give back in that way. And then we're continuing to grow. You know, I've always been a big proponent in believing in giving back in kids with asthma as well. I've always tried to see Children's Hospital because, you know, as a kid, I grew up in Children's Hospital. I was that kid that you were too big to understand his size and how old he was. And, you know, kids in hospitals, it's just, you know, I used to be scared of needles because I was always there. But, you know, those are things that are just dedicated to my heart. You know, I care too much about.
I know you were born in Pittsburgh, but did you spend time at that Children's Hospital?
Yeah. I spent time at the one that was right in Oakland before. You know, I was born in Pittsburgh. I lived here about 6 or 7. I can recall one Christmas I was allergic to the tree and had an asthma attack. So it wasn't a pretty sight. You know, but there are a lot of things that, you know, from my childhood I try to apply now to my foundation.
Congratulations, Ken. We appreciate all you're doing in the community.